And welcome back to the end zone, Jamie Morris. Let me see. The chef himself is in. He's out there. He's active. He's asking questions. He's doing his thing. And then you got Mr. Electric. Boom, boom, Matty Leach. So I don't know if you guys talked about this. I think PB told me you guys didn't talk about this. The Uber delivery at the basketball game, at the college basketball game. You saw that. I'm sure everybody saw that. It has been realized that it was a setup. It was a setup. It was no, the official did not call Uber. It was a setup. They had already set it up beforehand. And the guy showed up I don't know where he got the Uber jacket and everything, but he did set up. It was a setup and he showed up. And he was just disturbing the game. They wanted to make a joke or something like that. I'm like, what? Because I thought it was real. I'm like, hey, that official ordered a Big Mac and some fries. It was good. But I don't
you
have
would a think it's real, J-Mo. Come on, man.
Oh, wait a minute. So you didn't think it was real when you first saw it?
You didn't sniff that one you out? Yeah, no. Because have you ordered from one of these things? The person's not going to go all the way through the effort of bringing your delivery not only to the arena,
right,
but all the way down to the floor. Come on, man. Well,
who let him in? No, my question was, is who let him in?
How do you get in? Does he have a ticket?
Exactly.
Did you leave a ticket for him up top?
No, I'm trying to say I had questions. Yeah. I didn't believe it because I don't know how he got in.
No, that's what the real story is.
Because wait a minute. Don't tell me they do let guys in that are bringing food in for the officials after the game. I know that for a fact. Come on.
Yep.
I worked at Michigan. I saw it being done. So don't give me that. Don't give me any of that. Guys can walk down the tunnel with the food and they put it in the locker room where the officials are going.
That catering clearance.
After the game. What?
That catering clearance.
After the game.
No.
It's probably a back tunnel.
No, it's not the end of the game. It's not after the game. They bring the food, put it in the locker room. They get their food when the game is over. That driver comes in, and I've seen him stop and watch the game. Come on. You've seen it, too. So don't act like you ain't ever seen that before. So I know what happens.
You know.
So it could have been real. What?
I will say, I've never seen an Uber driver wear an Uber jacket. You know, I don't know where you get an Uber jacket from, but I've known lots of Uber drivers never to wear that.
I just thought it was good. And the TV guys were eating it up. I mean, that was just good stuff.
That is great.
I'm sorry. It made me laugh. I thought it was funny. I knew it wasn't real because he should have left after he delivered his food. And he shouldn't have messed with the referee trying to get a referee his food. But they did identify it was the referee's food. That being said, yes, it was funny. And I said, that's probably a joke. And it worked out to be. And all of my friends sent me, you know, that's not real. I'm like, okay, you guys trying to leave my laugh. I was getting a laugh out of it. I just thought it was funny. And they didn't escort him out the game. You know what I'm saying? He disturbed the game. I mean, they were taking the ball out and he was messing with the referee. I mean, come on. You don't see a security guard jumping on this guy, escorting him out of the game.
Right.
Not if he had to deliver food or not. This guy probably came from the stands. That's what I'm thinking.
There were a lot of things that made you question, because again, I'm looking back on it, because it was a three-point game.
Right.
In the second half of a game. This is a close game that they are playing. And all of a sudden, you know, he walks out onto the court. You know, it's during play where I'm thinking, you know, if that was anybody, they'd be kicked out of there. They would be, you know, if somebody who sits courtside, which, hey, we've even seen, and sometimes it's really cute when a little kid, which you can't be mad at them, like a little cute 2-year-old CJ would be sitting courtside and he runs out after a ball or something, you know, something like that. You know, those things happen, but yeah, when I see it's the guy standing with the food, like, all right, something's up here. Because, hey, like you said, we've been fortunate enough that we've been at a lot of these Michigan games. We've been down and kind of see a lot of the inner workings. There would have been like eight of those event staff or those security people who would have been all over it, not letting that guy anywhere near the court during the game. But yeah, then it continues to unfold. So it was, I mean, it was funny. I guess we're talking about it here today, but I guess I just didn't understand what the point was. I'm like, what if they're behind this prank, why are they doing it? It seems, hey, this is a close game. You're in a 3-point game playing at home. You really want to like mess that up by doing like a stunt like this? So yeah, same thing. You know, it just smelled a little funny when I saw, because right away I see, you know, I wasn't watching the game, but I see it pop up all over social media.
Right.
And
yeah.
I'm thinking right away, it's one of those ones, you know, you see some of these kiss cam moments or stuff like that that happens up in during these games. And that was just one where you see it and you're like, yeah, that one just seems a little too good to be true.
No, it was something else. It was different. I'm going to say it was different, but can you see? I guess back in the day, they used to do crazy things. I mean, all kinds of crazy things to get on the field. Fans would dress up as baseball players. That's what it used to be. They had some guy who would be the impressionist, and he would show up at all-star games and talk to the all-stars and be dressed up as a baseball player. And they didn't know who he was, but they thought he was a baseball player. Remember that guy? I mean, he was all over the place at all kinds of events and different things like that. So I thought back a long time ago, they did that anyway. It was a joke. It was funny. Nowadays, people don't take that stuff so funny anymore. Mm-hmm. And Tommy Lasorda got after him at one all-star game, cussed him out up and down, and took him off the field. So I won't he said you were despicable and you treat the game of baseball this way. I can't believe it. It was funny. It was meant to be funny. I guess it ain't funny no more, you know, but people don't do that. I mean, they still do that for money, I guess. People used to streak across the field. Remember that? Mm-hmm. They don't give you that TV coverage anymore, so people don't do it a lot.
But people still find ways to do it, and now it's not, you know, direct coverage. But again, it's that then all of a sudden their social media blew up. There was a model who did it at a UK soccer game or Premier League soccer game, and I remember mm-hmm. that. It yeah. made her career and things like that. Or there was
right.
a girl who flashed during the World Series, and then all of a sudden she was world famous and things like that. So you're right, Jamie. That is how a lot of people. That's how a lot of people use it. They use these moments, even if they're not caught on TV. They find creative ways to get on TV. Mm-hmm. But this is like again, I just don't understand.
Who made TV?
The purpose again, we're all talking about it, but
right.
if that's what you need for people to be talking about your basketball program, I don't know, man. We've got way bigger issues here. We've got something seriously wrong going on. If this is what we need to do for our 15 seconds of fame, or I guess half hour, because we're giving them a little bit more time over here that we're talking about them. But if that's where you need to be with your basketball program to get yourself recognized, we've got some bigger issues. Especially again, you're in a close game. It's a 3-point game in the second half, and we got an Uber Eats guy out on the end of the court making a scene so we can be trending for a day and a half. So we'll all talk about it, and then will we talk about Duquesne basketball again here anytime soon?
No, I won't.
Probably not.
Right.
Probably not.
But it was, look,
get good at basketball. Stop trying to pull these stunts.
Just my opinion. Maybe, you know what? It's going to inspire a group of students to wear the Uber hats and the Uber Eat jackets and everything like that, you know? It would be funny. It would be funny from somebody, I guess. I don't know. Look, it made me talk about it because I'm like, what the hell? But then I just wanted to come on and say that was false, so don't believe everything you see also. I mean, that was a joke, and it was, I guess we should have taken it as a joke, but most people thought it was real. What?
There's some things that it does remind me of the incident earlier in the week with Shannon Sharp at that Lakers Grizzlies game when he was getting into it, yelling with everybody. And that was something that I don't think was scripted, but I was thinking about that. Shannon, he's out there yelling at people. If that was anybody else at any other game, they would have been kicked out. He got to stay, and he was like hanging out the rest of the game.
And he ended up, he ended up being, I mean, shaking and loving your boy's
T. Morant's got dad's hand. Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
I mean, they ended up being buddies again and loving one another. I mean, look, I think that was a ploy. Not everybody was in on it, but I think Ja Morant's dad was in on it because they didn't get into it that much. They yelled at one another. They didn't, like you said, they escorted Shannon Sharpe off, but he came back, sat back down, and they chopped it up like buddies after that. I'm like, what the hell is this? And I'm telling you, that ain't real. That was not real.
Do you think that it could have been like projected, even if it wasn't scripted beforehand, kind of thing? Like they just kind of made a big scene for fun. I think I could see that kind of thing happening. You know, just to get those views, just to get that attention.
Else again. A lot of times, and that's the thing, is no matter what happens with almost any of these events that happen these days, you have to wonder, is it staged? Is it real? Because so often, many of them aren't. Same thing with those things that as you're scrolling through your phone, the stuff that you see on Instagram or this or that, some of it is real, just like with some of the stuff that happens in these sporting events, that it's real. But a lot of it, probably most of it, is concocted in a smart way, again, to get us talking about it. Here we are talking about this stupid Uber Eats delivery in the middle of a college basketball game. Like, again, it's right. It's getting us talking about you. So again, mission accomplished. But
well, I mean, how about
shouldn't you put
Curry
that effort towards winning basketball games?
How about Steph Curry getting ejected because he threw his mouthpiece because your boy Jordan Poole made him mad, didn't throw him the ball when he was open. Jordan instead took his shot, and Steph he threw that mouthpiece, got ejected from the game. Think about it. And then at the end of the game, Jordan scores a point, boom, boom. They walk off the court in the tunnel. Guess what? Who's meeting him, giving a hug and much love? Steph Curry. I'm just saying, was that an incident that, you know, that we just, hey, let's just make the team mad, dude. Let's get them all fired up. Get me thrown out the game. I don't know.
We've seen Steph. It was last year during the playoffs as everybody was coming down on Draymond pretty tough. You know, I think it was the game two in Boston, something like that, where he talked about that. He went out and he was being the villain to take all of the attention off of Draymond. So again, great leaders, they have the ways of being creative and the ways that they motivate guys or the way that they get guys going. You saw Jordan throw his mouth guard in the locker room as he was throwing a little joke towards Steph. As like you said, he got kicked out of the game. But yeah, Jordan came up big, hit that game-winning bucket with just a second to go. But yeah, you know, there's people who wonder about these moments in sports. Are they crafted? Are they real? Are they something that these players or even leagues, you hear about it a lot of times with the NFL. I had a guy that, when I was living in New York, was convinced that the NFL was fixed, that everything that they do was methodical. It was when Peyton and the Broncos had that great team and then they lost to the Ravens in the playoffs. And he was like, oh, this, that, Peyton, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's putting the ball exactly where he wants it, even if he's throwing it to the other team. And that's when I was like, all right, man, I think we might be going a little too far with this one. But again, people always, you know, they wonder, are these moments, are they real or are they fake these days?
We got a lot of issues, man. A lot of issues.
There's a team that's on, it's a baseball team. I think it's called the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen any videos of them doing their thing? See, that's an interesting thing for me that I'm wondering, like, you know, does that affect their gameplay? Obviously, they're not like a big team, but, you know, is something like that serious or is that?
Everybody loves them, man. They Savannah Bananas, they love that team.
That's because it's entertaining to watch. Yeah. Watching a whole team dance like in sync before they go for a pitch, like that's great. That's great, especially if they actually get a strike on that. That's pretty cool. But
baseball's boring anyway. I'm sorry. I mean, it can be boring. And to liven it up, I like what they did with their team. What they did with theirs. I mean, have you seen the uniforms on them bad boys?
Yeah.
They keep it entertaining. And again, if down in Georgia, down in Savannah, we know what Savannah. It's being. It's football. And, you know, I remember because when I was living in – this is Lakeland, Florida, which, hey, that number four recruit, that number one corner that Deion just flipped from Miami to Colorado, mm-hmm. he goes to Lakeland. He's a dreadnought. So they've got a powerhouse program. Where the Tigers minor league team was. And like Jamie said, you got to find ways to be creative to get fans involved down there. And Savannah Bananas certainly do a great job, but you're struggling to get a few hundred people to a baseball game down there where a high school football game has 15, 20,000 people. No problem. But yeah, you've got to be creative, especially right. down in that part, but they do a great job. But again, that's what are they? They're a social media product, but that's what right. they're aiming. That's what they're aiming to be, a fun and entertaining team. And they do a great job of it. They're basically now the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. Mm-hmm. And they've done a great job. Anybody who watches them, if you haven't seen them, again, even if you're someone like Jamie up there who thinks baseball is boring as whatnot, tune in.
Yeah.
You'll be laughing. Hey,
they're entertaining. Yeah.
I get crushed for sometimes baseball is boring. And I love baseball, but can it be a boring sport? Yes, it absolutely can.
I'm not saying anything about bad about it. It is boring. You go get a hot dog. They let you go on they got Ferris wheels at Tiger Stadium. I mean, come on. You got so many things to do. If you get bored, you're not going to be bored. But I'm saying sometimes you get in the dog day afternoon and you're sitting in that sun and you start dreaming, or you take a nap, or you get on that Ferris wheel, or you go up and get your Chicago dog and everything like that. I know, you know, it's boring. I'm just saying sometimes it is, sometimes it's not.
I bet you don't like soccer either, do you?
Do I like soccer?
Yeah, because that's also kind of, you know, boring in that sense where there isn't a lot of action going on.
Why is soccer boring? They run all the time. They're
constant
up and down the
action.
Field. Constant action.
Okay.
You got to see it. They're sliding underneath one another. Oh. They're fake like they're getting punched in the face. They're fake. I mean, there's yellow cards, red cards.
I'm
just saying. I used to think it was boring. But I don't think it's boring.
No, it's cool, yeah. That territory battle of soccer, that's great.
You had to start watching it. Now, I stopped watching baseball because I'm like, oh, it's going to be boring. It's boring. And think about it. Sometimes you want boring is good if you got a no-hitter going. I'm just
No, but then again, that's exciting. But it's, you know, baseball, I think, again, the big problem with it, at least my opinion, is, again, just too long of a season. Because when games are meaningful, baseball is a very exciting sport. But the problem is from April all the way through, you can argue, July, you know, until you get into August and September, they're not really meaningful games. But those, you know, playoff baseball, very exciting. But, yeah, you know, I told one of our guy Kyle, who comes in and runs the board every once in a while, now you can do it legally. Put a little bet on a soccer game. And anytime you watch, anytime that they get near that goal, all of a sudden you'll perk up, you'll get excited. Where before you're just thinking, oh, they just look like they're running around. But no, soccer, again, we, you know, here on the M Zone, we try and appreciate the beauty of all sports. And hey, they can all, we've watched plenty of boring football games. Jamie and I, we watch enough of them that, hey, there are plenty of boring
games. There's some snoozes out here. I just knocked out.
And then there's incredible soccer games. But so, again, any sport can be great. Any sport can be a snooze fest. But you've got to find the appreciation for
golf. Golf is boring as hell. But if you follow a certain guy or something like that, and he does something spectacular, I mean, you love that game then. You're like, oh, yeah, this is it.
I look forward to that nap on Master Sunday. Yeah. Every single year, it's fantastic. I start watching, I doze off, and I wake up, I'm like a brand new man. It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
You just got to watch it. I mean, really, you can make anything entertaining. I'm serious. You can make anything entertaining, but I mean, you know. Yeah, I don't know what the most boring sport there is. I mean, I don't know. And it's got to be classified a sport. And no, that all of that Ocho stuff is not a sport. So don't bring it up to me. Don't want to hear that Ocho stuff. I laugh at all the time.
Got, like, national cornhole tournaments now. Come on, J-Mo.
Cornhole's a blast.
No. It's what?
It's a blast. You don't know the strategy that goes into cornhole, man, and all of the competition. It's a physical kind of game. No, I don't know.
It's physical.
Matt. Coming from the rugby player talking about cornhole. It's
physical. Are you kidding me? Did you just say physical with cornhole?
I guess it depends on how much you've drank at that point in the game, you know.
Okay, so now you're advocating for alcohol to make sure you get – now, that's physical. Yeah, you get in.
Hey, there's some games that, you know, a drink or two, it helps the game go along, like golf. Most people, okay. Hey, you have a beverage or two while you're out there.
A little Long Island iced tea.
Your game is good. If you're hitting good, you hit that front nine, you ain't drinking not a lick. On that back nine. If you got a good game going, you ain't drinking a lick until you hit that proverbial wrong slice.
but see, most people like me, it's you wait until that first shot, like you said, that first shot goes awry, and then it goes, all right, I need a little something.
Exactly. I need a little pick-me-up.
Then if the game gets better, you stay right there. If it gets worse, all right, I need a few more. And then at that point, we're just having fun today, boys. Let's go.
I'm just saying that's the problem with this game. So before we go to a break, I guess my question is do you believe that Michigan will win? I mean, that's the question of the day. I mean, are you going to watch it? That's another question. Are you going to watch?
9 o'clock too late for you?
It's not
DJ's
too late.
He's already asleep. Which means
I
Fox
know CJ. No, I will be. Let me say this. I will be up till 11:45 tonight. Okay, if that game ain't off at 11:45, I'm going to be. I'm just letting you know.
Double overtime thriller. If that's the case.
If it's a double overtime thriller, I'll be in front of the TV. I'll take a shot for you and send it to you via the Twitter. I'll send it to you personally. Yep. But I will say I stayed up to watch this game. I will. But, I mean, you know. But do you believe that Michigan can win? I do believe. And I know there's a possibility. These guys have got to rise to the challenge. I guess when you know you're playing a team that everybody's picking above you, you rise to the occasion or you don't. I think this team wants to rise to the occasion. I think this team needs to rise to this occasion. But do they have enough? Do they have enough bullets? I'm sorry, I'm going to use a violent analogy. Do they have enough bullets in the gun? Do they have enough players that are those guys that want to win? You know as well as I do, if you come out, this team is going to take Michigan lightly. I'm guarantee you they're going to take Michigan lightly because they're thinking Jet's not playing. Their number one point guard blew his knee out. They already know everything about Michigan that they think they know. You bring the heart, you can win that game. But you got to bring the heart. You got to bring everything. And Hunter, he's got to dig deep, real deep.
But also, J-Mo, something that's very dangerous. Again, nobody's given Michigan a chance in this game.
No.
Nobody. No. Purdue's a favorite coming into our house. They're the number one team in the country. They've only lost one game. People are saying, hey, if you can just keep it close, that's a victory in itself. And when you're in that position, Michigan has nothing to lose. Go let it all hang out there. Go let it all, leave it all out on that court and know, hey, no matter what, we gave our best against the number one team. And if they do, I'm with you, Jamie. I think that they've got more than a shot to win here tonight. And I think that this could be Purdue's second loss and one that really solidifies Michigan as a contender here in the Big Ten, where you know that come down to those final weeks in March, there will be a team that you have to take seriously. If not, you'll end up on the losing side. So, yeah, we'll break it down here more after the break.
Exactly. Oh, part two of the question of the day. The biggest upset you've ever seen. You witnessed. You didn't have to be at the game, but you witnessed on television. You witnessed live. I'm already telling you it. The comeback in Michigan Stadium, Michigan-Michigan State game. That was huge. Braylon, I'm calling it the Braylon Edwards moment. And I know a lot of people don't like Braylon, but I'm just saying he balled his butt off that game. He balled out.
Yep. I've got two that come to mind. Both of them are basketball. One's a Michigan one. One's not a Michigan one, but another great college basketball team. So we'll break it down here on the other side.
You're listening to the M Zone, the premier show. Take us out, PB.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.